He holds daf nun aleph from an aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says loikos avlo ksuba. If you didn't write for your wife ksuba when you first got married, psula goiva mosayim v'yalmona mona. The halacha is that even without the ksuba, still if there's a get involved, or else if the husband dies, when she got married, she was a psula, she collects 200, and if she was an almona when she got married, she only collects 100. Mifnei shu tanai bezdin, because this is a loch of a tanai bezdin. That means bezdin made such a tanai, such a condition that when you get married, there's a chiyuv ksuba. So even though you don't write it down, still the loch is the chiyuv eschal. That's called the tanai ksuba. That's what all these next mishnayos talk about. These loch is that bezdin made a takana, even if it's not written in the ksuba, it's as if it's written in there, or here it's as if you have a ksuba. What about kosav lo sode shove mono tachas mosaim zuz? V'loi kosav lo kol nechosim distli achroi nechsubasecho is chayiv. Also shehu tonight bezdin. Let's say you know you married a psula, so you have a chiyuv to give her $200. And let's say you wrote her kosav lo sode, like you set aside one field that's only worth $100 tachas mosaim zuz. Now you owe her 200, so you're setting aside a field that's only worth 100. That's the only field, like you Meshavid, you set aside for Yiksuba. And you did not write, you did not write that all the property that I own is Achroi, like is Meshubit for Yiksuba. Halacha is still Chayiv, still Yechayiv, it's as if the Shibud is Chal upon all the husbands Nechosim. Why? Shu Tanai Bezdin. There's also called the Tanai Bezdin. That means that when the husband makes a shalom we had before, b'shas erusin, or b'shas nesuyin, exactly when the chiyuv ksuba is chal. For whenever the chiyuv ksuba is chal, the halacha is any property that the husband owned at that time is meshubit for the ksuba. That means, let's say later on the husband sells the property, and then he gives his wife a get, so halacha is she has the right to collect the ksuba from those properties. Even though it's sold, she collects it because it's called Kol nechosim disli achron ksubasecha. All the property that the husband owns at the time of the kedushin or nesuyin is meshubid for ksuba. That's also a tanai ksuba, a tanai bezdin. Right, another halacha is loikos of lo. Let's say he did not write in his ksuba that im tishtaboi ef rokincho, that if you get captured, I will redeem you. That's one of the chiyuvim a husband has to his wife, that if she gets Nishtaboy, if she gets captured by the goyim, he has to free her. And you'll be to me for a wife. That's what you're supposed to write in Yuxuba. That in case she gets captured by the goyim, you'll free her, and you'll take her back to be your wife. Because even if she lived with the goyim, she was probably forced to. And the halacha is by Neshis Yisrael, if your wife was an anusa, she was forced, she's still mutter to you. What about the kahenis? Let's say you're a kahanis. Let's say she's an Ashes kahanis. Or the husband is a kohen. So then the halacha is lechur, if she was captured by the goyim, we have to be afraid that they live with her. They forced her. And then the halacha is she's also to her husband. An Ashes kohen is also to the husband, even banusa. Even if a man just forced her, still she's also to her husband. So what does the kohen have to write niksuba? Over well, kahanis, ad rinoch limdino secho. I'll return you to your father's house in the second place where you came from. So even if the husband did not write this niksuba chayiv, still the husband has these chiyuvim. That if he's a Yisrael, if his wife gets captured, he has to free and take her back for wife. And if he's a kohen, then he has to free his wife and let her go back to a father. And echnam, he can't live with her anymore. Shu tanai bezdin, because these things are also a tanai bezdin, that when you get married, these are the chiyuvim a husband has to his wife. Nishbeis chayiv levdoisa. The halacha is, if your wife gets caught by the goyim, gets captured, gets kidnapped, hijacked, the halacha is chayiv levdoisa, the husband has a chiyuv to free her, to pay money, to pay the ransom to free her. V'im omar, let's say the husband says, hare gita, no, I'm going to give you a get better. But for tiftes atzmo, you take care of yourself. There's $1 million ransom for you. I'm not going to pay $1 million. So the husband says, I'm better off. I'll give you a get right now, and I'll give you the $200 for the ksuba. The husband's not allowed to do this. Because the pshat is, as soon as she's caught, captured, from then it's chal the chiv upon the husband to redeem her. So he has the chiv to redeem her, he can't free himself by giving her a get, because the chiv is chal as soon as she was captured. What about loksa? Let's say she got hit, she got sick. Chayiv rufuasa. So the husband has the chiv to pay the doctor bills. He has the chiv to feed her. So Rashi Shirafua Kimazinus, just like the husband has a chiyuv to support his wife to give her food to eat, who then if she gets sick, he has to pay the doctor bills. So he has a chiyuv lefoisei. What about Omar Haregita? Let's say she gets sick, and he tells her, listen, here's your get. Uksubasan, I'll even give you ksuba, and tirpa satsuma, and go heal yourself, you pay the doctor bills yourself. Lachar Zeshoi, this husband has a right to. So Rashi Sheinodim Chayiv Losan Grishasai. Because once you give her a get, the get is chal, you have no chiv to support, you have no chiv to support your grusha, you have no chiv to. So here the pshat is, after you gave her a get, like once you gave her a get, you're free from your mezainis, you're free. You don't have to pay her anymore. So it's like before when she was caught, captured, there the pshat is, the chiv to free her is the chal as soon as she was captured. She was your wife when she was captured. So the chiv you have to free her, you can't pat yourself, free yourself by giving her a get. But over here, the chiyuv mezainis is every day, as long as she's your wife, you have to feed her, give her the mezainis. But once you give her a get, you have a right to give her a get. And then you don't have the chiyuv to support her anymore. So this chiyuv of paying the doctor bills is like supporting her, that we say, if you give her a get, that you're allowed to do. Now the Gemara explains. Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? L'chur Rabbi Mehi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Yoma that he says, kol ha'poiches lepsulim imosayim, Uli almona mimona harezu bilaznus. Remeya Shita is, that's at the corner of the Rabbana, that a ksuba has to be 200 for psula and 100 for namona, and if you give less than that, it's not called a ksuba. And therefore, it's like you having bilaznus. You're not allowed to live with your wife if you don't have a ksuba. So that's Remeya Shita. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Homa Rabbi Yehuda says, Rotsa kaisav lepsula shtar shomasayim. You allow to write to your wife, when even if she's a psula, write her a shtar of a ksuba, that I'm going to give you $200. But, v'koseva, she writes back, or she gives you back a receipt, saying, iskabalti mimchomono, I received already $100 from you. Even though she never received it. So really what comes out is she's being moichul, $100 of a ksuba. So really, what's boiling down to is that the husband's only going to pay you $100. That's the beauty shita. So it has to go like this, that he has to write her a ksuba of 200. And she gives back a receipt saying, like, I received 100. But really it's coming out, the husband only has to pay you 100. The same thing. Uli almona mona. If you marry an almona, a lady that was married already once before, so when you marry her now, you have to write her a ksuba of 100. For he koiseves, but she writes back to you, she gives you a receipt, his kabalti mimcho chamishim zuz, that I received from you $50 already, as if she's b'moichah the 50. So if so, our Mishnah starts off that says, Lekosub love, you didn't write any ksub at all. Still, the locker is of psula has a right to collect 200. Mashma, she always gets 200. There's no way to give her less. So the Chor goes according to Rabbi Yeshita. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a way to give your wife only 100, or only 50. If she says it's kabalti, so the ratio of the Mishnah is like Reb Meir, not like Reb Yehuda. And this the Gemara asks, Eimah Sefer, what does the end of our Mishnah say? Kosav love, you write for your wife. Sode shove mono tachos masayim zuz. If you write to your wife that I'm setting aside this field, it's only worth 100 for your ksuba. But for the kosav love, did not write in the shtar, kol nechosim disli achren ksuba secha. All the property that I own should be meshubid. I have a chiyuv to pay it to you, pay from it to your ksuba. His chayiv, our Mishnah says, still the husband is chayiv. Shoot t'nai bezdin, that's t'nai bezdin. As even though you didn't write down achrayis in the shtar, to say that any property that I own right now, even if I sell it later, you still have a right to collect from it. Even though the husband didn't write it in the shtar, it's as if it was written, because achrayis is like a t'nai ksuba, t'nai bezdin. So Mara says, asim Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer of our Mishnah, that's a quantum of Yehuda Shita. The Yom, of course, we learned like this. Achrayis toyis Seferhu. Also of Yehuda, the Yom, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Achrayis toyis Seferhu. Means if I write a shtar, let's say I lent you $100, I lent you $1,000, I lent you money. and I give you a shtar havo. So I have a shtar now saying you owe me $100. So even though we didn't write inside the shtar that I have a right to collect it from any property that you own, like if you're going to sell it now, I have a right to money from Mishabodim, even though we didn't write it down, that's called Achrayis is Toyis Seifu. If the Seifu left it out, it's called a Toyis, he made a mistake. But it's as if it's written inside it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you didn't write in Yiksuba to collect from any property you own, it's as if it was written in there. That's what our Mishnah says. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mora says, "Di Rabbi Meir, because if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, Ha'omar Rabbi Meir Shita is Achrayis Lav Toyis Seifu. Achrayis is not called a Toyis Seifu. If the Seifu makes a, it's not called the Seifu made a mistake. If you did not write Achrayis in the Shtar Havor, you don't have a right to collect from the Karka. So here you see that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. That's a little Kasha. The Reisha, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, and the Seifu goes according to Rabbi Yehuda." And more said that's none, because we learned the Gemara in Baba Kama. Motza shtorei choyf. If somebody found on the floor a shtar choyf, says the way Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. It says like this. The din is, im yesh ben achrayis nechosim. If in this shtar it says that I owe Reuven $1,000, and it says there, if I don't have any money to pay him up, he has the right to collect from all the property that I own. Im yesh ben achrayis nechosim is lo yachzer. Then you're not allowed to return that shtar. If you found it on the floor, you can't return it to the malva. Shebezdin nefroyim mehen, because Bezdin collects from it. So we have to be afraid if the shtar was lost, maybe it was paid up already, maybe the achrayis is wrong. So since Bezdin can collect from achrayis, from the shebodim, from the shtar, you should not return it. So Rashi says, Yesh machrayis chosimin sheshibid loyven nechosav liyaysa malva. Loyachzirenu, you can't return it, the one that found the bat to the malva. And even if the loy is the money that he owes the money. And the Gemara explains over there, because we're afraid, Shema paru min aloyva, Pasha, maybe he paid up already. And really the shtar fell from the loyva. Why is he moida? Because it's a kanunya, they're making up a trick between two of them. Listen, you go and collect the money anyway. I don't have any more money. So you're going to collect it from the property that I already sold. So very good, get that money and between the two of us, we'll split it. So therefore the loch is, if somebody finds a shtar that's written in the shtar that he has the right to collect from Shabodim, so then Bezdin tells the person, don't return it to the malva. Because we have to be afraid, maybe who lost it? The loiva lost it. Maybe it was paid up already once. They just want to make a trick to collect again. But, ein be machrayis nechosim, let's say in the shtar it does not say that you have a right to collect from the Mishabodim, from the property that the loiva sold. No, the malva only has the right to collect from the loiva himself. Then yachzer. Then if the loiva agrees that he didn't pay up yet, you have a right to give back the shtar to the malva. Why? Shein bezdin afroyim mehem. Because bezdin does not collect from the shtar from Mishabodim. So they can't make up any trick between the two of them. Because if the loiva agrees that he owes the money, he's going to have to pay the money up by himself. You can't go anyplace else to get the money. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, if in the shtar it was not written achrayis, it's called as no achrayis, that's it. You can't collect from Mishabodim. You can only collect the money that the loiva himself has. But the Chachamim and the Chum say, which is a Yudishita, no, Echad Zev, Yechad Zev Lo Yachzer. Whether there is written Achrayis in the Shtar, whether there's no Achrayis in the Shtar, we hold Achrayis Toyi Sofer. It's as if the Achrayis was written in the Shtar, that the Locher is the Malva, the one that gave the money, has the right to collect from him, even from the property he sold after the Halvor took place. So therefore now, if somebody finds the Shtar, we can't give it back to the Malva. Shebezdin Nefroyim Mehem. Because Bezdin collects with this shtar even from a Shabodim. So we have to be afraid the loiva is playing the trick with the malva, that really the loiva paid up the money already, and they're just going to try and collect again, take the money away from the lekuchos. So therefore Bezdin says, don't return the shtar. So kids, you see, it's a machlokes for a Meir and Yehuda, if Achrayis is toy safe or not. So of course, the kasha now mishta, then the Mara asks, Reisha Rabbi Meir. The Reisha of our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir that a ksuba has to be 200 from Sula and can't be less. The Sefer Rabbi Yehuda and the Sefer of our Mishnah says that Achrayis is Toya Sefer. Even if you didn't write Achrayis in the Shtar Ksuba, it's as if it was written there. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Vissamadna, who's our Mishnah go like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Meir? Tichitayna, maybe you want to tell me. It's not a kasha. I'll tell you really, Kula Rabbi Meihi. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So then, the beginning of the Mishnah is very good, that you have to give your wife $200. You can't give her less for a psula. Ah, if so, why does the end of the Mishnah say that achrayis is toy sofer? I Rabbi Meir shit there is. If you don't have achrayis, there's no achrayis. For shani lele Rabbi Meir, being suba l'shtori. Hatei Rabbi Meir makes difference between a ksuba and a shtar. That by ksuba here, there's a special tonight bezdin. Bezdin made a special tonight bezdin that by ksuba, you have a right to collect from the shabodim even if it's not written inside it. So that Rabbi Meir agrees to. Fred Gemara, is that true? Does Rabbi Meir hold that a shtar ksuba is different than a regular shtar? That he holds that by shtar ksuba you say achrayis toy sofer, is that true? For a Tanya, we learn like this in Gemara Bava Kama. It says there, Chamisha goivim min amechororim. Five people, even though they have a right to collect money from somebody else, when they collect the money, they could only collect min amechororim, means the money that he has, local money. The money that he has on his property right now. In other words, you can't collect from Mishabadim. Five people, and you have a right to collect the money. You could, if Reuven owes you the money, you could only get the money that Reuven has in his possession right now, either cash or his own property, his own karka that he owns. But property that he already sold to somebody else, you have no right to get it away. Who are these five people? V'eluhein, Peris, the local when you collect the money for the Peris, or also Shvach Peris. These are also, Rashi says, Peris or Shvach Peris, Kanam Masech the Gittin. Hey, Metzion, Achilles Peris, Lashvaka, Kosme, Kosme, Shabodim. Tikkun Oilam. The Achilles Peris, Rashi says, Haresha Gozo, Sotom, Chaberoi. If somebody stole somebody's property, O Mochro, Liachron, you sold it to somebody else. V'yeshvich, and that person planted it and made it better. Horei Yoitse Bedin, Mitach, Adar, Lokeach. Now the Loch Rizal, when we find out it was stolen property, it goes back to the original Nigzal. We take it out of Lokeach. Im Shvach, Sheshvich, Lokeach. Even though the one that bought it now planted in it and fertilized the karka, all the shvach he put in sawat, still it goes back to the nigzal. Now the imperish shabor, even if it started to grow the fruits, all go back to the nigzal. Sha nigzal torfim imenu. The nigzal, the one that was stolen from, has the right to get it back. Shuchayzer ala moicha shemachuloi. Vachrayis v'goyve kerem nechosim shabodim u shvach nechosim lecherim. So locker is now that the moicha, the one that bought it, goes back to the gazlin and collects from the gazlin, like it's nachray is there. So he collects the keren, the actual value of the karka, he collects from the chumachosim mishabodim. But ushvach minachosim lecharim. But that's the locker. When the moicha, the one that bought it off the gazlin, wants to collect back from the gazlin his money, the money that he paid for the karka itself, that he even collects from mishabodim. But the money he's collecting for the shvach that he put into the karka, or for the peris, that he only collects from the chororim, what the gazlan owns, and not from the shibodim. The Gemara there in Gidin explains it's a tikkun olam, because that's not a thing people know how much it is. People always be afraid to lend money, because they'll be afraid maybe they'll never see it back. So that's a tikkun olam for shvach, for peris, and shvach peris, you can't collect from the shibodim. Right, the next case is v'makabel olav lozon es ben ishtoi. The man accepts upon himself to feed his wife's son. He marries a new wife. She has a son already. He's makabel upon himself to feed him. So that choiv also you only collect from the chororim, from the property the husband owns, and not from something he sold. Hu adin ubas ishtoi. The same thing if you marry a new lady that has a daughter and you accept upon yourself to support her, the money is only taken from mechororim, the money you own, you have right now in your possession, and not what you already sold. Forget choiv. Anybody has a shtar choiv to collect money. Shein boy achrayis. This is Rav Meir Shita. If somebody has a shtar halvor, Reuven the Malva has a shtar that Shimon owes him $1,000, and it's not written inside the shtar you could collect from the mishabadim, from the property that Shimon sold, so you can't collect from the property he sold. You could only collect now from the property that he has in his possession right now. And the bride sends off the ksuba sisha. Hu adin, if you have a ksuba you gave to your wife. Shein bo achrayis, if it's not written in the ksuba that she has a right to collect from all the achrayis, from any nechosim that you sold already, so if the husband sold the property, she can't collect from it. So the Gemara says, man shamet le di yom achrayis lav toy seifru. Who's the man the yom that says in regular shtar halvor, when you lend somebody money? If it's not written inside the shtar, the din of achrayis, there's no achrayis, you can't collect from the property that was sold already. Who holds this shita? Rabbi Meir. That's for a meyishita, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Uktoni, and it says clearly here, ksuba sisha. It says clearly in this braisa, even a ksuba sisha also, Reb Meyishita is, that if the husband did not write in the ksuba that she could collect it from the shabodim, she can't. If the husband sold his property, and at the end when he gives her a get, he doesn't own any property anymore, she can't collect a ksuba. So you see, according to Meyi, even ksuba is not a, is not called a toyis seifa. See, if so, it's a kasha back in our Mishnah. The ratio of our Mishnah goes according to Rameya, and the sefer that says Achray is toy is sefer like Ksuba, not like Rameya. So it's a lustira. So Gemara answers like this: If you want, I'll tell you a whole Mishnah could go according to Rameya, and if you want, I'll tell you a whole Mishnah could go according to Reb Yehuda. Really, I'll tell you the Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. What was the kasha of Reb Yehuda? So the sefer of the Mishnah is very good. Reb Yehuda's sheet is Achray is toy is sefer. Even though it's not written in the Shtar Achrayis, it's as if it's written there. You always have a right to collect from a Shabbatim. So the Seif of our Mishnah is good. What was Kasha, though, was the Reisha. The Reisha of our Mishnah is Mashma, you have to give your wife, if she was a Psula, 200. You can't make it less. And yet Yudis says, a wife could write a receipt back to husband saying, his Kabalti, I received $100 from you already, even though she really didn't. So the Chur of Kasha is Mashma, the husband only has to give her 100. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Hosom, Kosvolei, Hiskabalti. Hochole, Kosvolei, Hiskabalti. I tell you, our Mishnah maybe agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is talking about Stam Ksuba. Or if you didn't write Ksuba at all, if you didn't write anything, or you wrote, if you do write Ksuba, you have to write to your wife if she's a Psula, you have to write to 200. You can't get away less than writing to a 200. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is another halacha. He says that even after you wrote a $200, now she goes and writes back to you a receipt, saying that she received 100, even though she didn't receive it, but if she writes it, next time she's moichel the $100. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's as if kinu is kabalti. That's the shalom achronim, how exactly mechila works. But here, by first, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would work like kinu is kabalti. When she is moichel, she frees him for paying the 100. It's not sound like he was never had a chiv to pay 200. The pshat is true. He said he gave the ksuba for 200. It's like he had a chiyuv to give her 200. Just later, when she writes some receipt saying, as if I received it, we look as if she really received the money. So that's why 100 gets crossed off. But at the beginning, how much of a ksuba do you have to write your wife? Havad Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the ratio of our Mishnah, you have to write a 200. And if you didn't write a ksuba at all, automatically it's 200. So if our whole Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, the Yiboy Yisayma, Rabbi Meir. Maybe how much goes according to Rabbi Meir. My chayiv diktoni min amacharorim. Maybe what's the raya for now? Mishnah that says you collect from Mishabodim. Who says from Mishabodim? The Mishnah only says that if the husband wrote in the shtar that I'm only setting aside one soda to pay you for the ksuba, and this one soda is not worth enough for the ksuba. The ksuba was 200, and this one field is only worth 100. So the Mishnah says she has a right to collect from all his nechassim. But maybe only from the chosin that he owns at the time when she collects the ksuba. But maybe not from the nechosin that he already sold. Maybe if he sold his nechosin in Echnami, maybe takwiyo da achrayi is his lav toy sefer. The nechosin that he sold, she can't collect from a shibada maybe, even by a ksuba. Because the Mishnah goes according to Rameya. That's what the Mishnah says, if he wrote her one sod, it's no good, because he has to pay her from any property that he owns right now. But maybe only from the achrayis, from the mechororim, the what he possesses right now. But enichnami, if he sold something, then she can't collect it. So therefore, the Mishnah come out good either according to Meir or according to Yehuda. Right, then the Mishnah says like cost of law. If he didn't write her anything, so dinner is the ksub is worth. You have to automatically 200. Omar Avur de Shmuel. Avur de Shmuel says the chiddush. Eishes Yisrael shenenso. On Eishes is she was married already. She's married to Yisrael. And now a man is manasa, forces her to live with him. Asura labayla, still she's also to her husband. Even though an anusa is muta by Ishis Yisrael, Rabbi Avua says no, we'll soon see where the Torah says she's muta. But in a regular case, Rabbi Avua says she's also to her husband. Why? Chayshinon shema tchilasa b'yenis. We have to be afraid, true, when the man first came and attacked her, she was forced. But we have to be afraid with Seifa Baratzon. Once the man started to force her to live with her, maybe she started to enjoy it. And maybe at the end of the beer already, she enjoyed the beer. Since she did the end of the bi of a rotzon, her avu is shiter is, our avu the shmul shiter is, that's called as nus berotzon, that she's also to her husband, even to Rishis Yisrael. That's about avu the shmul chiddush. We'll soon see if we hold that or not. Eisvei rav li avu the shmul. Rav is the kasha to avu the shmul. Says now Mishnah, im tishtaboyi, if your wife is caught, captured by the goyim, afrakinuch, you'll have to free her. You have to pay the ransom. For your svinach lili intoy, like in Yiksuba, it is supposed to be written that if she gets caught by the goyim, she gets kidnapped, you're going to free her, and she'll be a wife to you. So mashma, she's your wife, you're allowed to live with her. And you're saying she's also to you. So how could the Mishnah say she's allowed to, you're allowed to live with her? Ishtik, she kept quiet. Kori Rav oled Avu Dishmul. So Rav called an Avu Dishmul the Posig, Sarah Matzah Molim, like the kings kept quiet. The Kafya Simul Pin, they put their hands on the mouth. He didn't know what to answer. Tomorrow says though, my Yisla Lameim, what should it be said though? That Bishvuya, Bishvuya Kilu, I tell you by Bishvuya they're more naked. Shvuya, we don't know for sure, the Chal, she lived with the Goyim. So only a Suffolk, maybe the Goyim lived with her. So it's like a Sveik Sveiker. We don't even know for sure the kidnappers lived with her. And even if they did it, most of us Beyonis, we don't even know for sure she was Barustin at the end. So therefore, by Shvuya, Vada will more naked to say that she's Mutter. Now the Gemara is, Uliyavu de Shmuel, according to Avu de Shmuel Svara, that Chilosoi be Einis, for Seifa Barotson, she's also, if so, Einis de Shayi Rachmano, Hechi Mishkachaslo. We know the Torah says clearly that if your wife was, someone was Manasa, but Einis, she was forced, that she still mutter to her husband. So where is the Torah talking about? According to Avu de Shmuel, she should be also to her husband. So Gemara says the Torah is talking about Kagoyin de Kamri Edim. The Re'edim there saying that they saw the way the whole time, that she was screaming from the beginning till the end. So that's because the whole thing was by oinus. She was forced. But now, Avu de Shmuel is talking about where we don't have Edim, that she was screaming the whole time. Then we have to be afraid, maybe at the end of the bia, she then did a barotza, and that's why she's awesome. The Gemara says, though, a pligi de Rava. Avu de Shmuel argues on Rava. The Yama Rava, Rava holds, kol shet chilasa boinus. The Seifa Barotzoin, even in the case of it's true, that at the end of the bia she did a Barotzoin, but as long as the beginning she was forced, Afilu hi omeris, even if she says, Henichaloi, leave him, let him live with me, Shilmolai lo niskak lo, Shilmolai niskak lo, if it wouldn't been for the fact that he attacked me, he Seichrosoi, that she says, I would have hired him, that he should have bia with me. In other words, now at the end of the bia, she enjoys it and she wants Sabbath with him. Still, Rava holds Muteris. Still, she's mutter to her husband. Even though she's nacious ish, still she's mutter to her husband. My time, what's the reason? We said the Svara Yetzer Albishom. That since it started out that she was attacked, it started out Bionis. It's called this Maisa was done by force. Even though at the end she agrees and she wants to have it done, that's the pshat that Yetzer Albishom, her Yetzara, grabbed hold of her. And she was being forced now by a Yetzara. So also, that's not called Berotzen. Rashi says, Yetzer al-Bashar. For Gamzer Oynes, that's also called forced. Shebetchilas bila sheboynes hilbisha ha-boil Yetzer. At the beginning of the bia, when this man forced her, he put like Yetzara. He gave her the type of tavznus. So even though at the end she agrees to do it, that's not called Berotzen, that's still called Bionis. That's where we hold Malacha. But the Tanya Kabos the Rava, bring your proof to Rava. The Pasuk says, Viloi Nisvasa, she was not forced. In the case of an Hs Ish, that was not forced by a man, but in other words, she lived with another man, Barotzen, Asura. Then she's also to her husband, she's a Saita. Ho Nispasha, Mashmano, she was forced from another man, Muteris. Then she's Mutter to her husband. But Vieshno Ko Acheris is another lady, Shafa Pishloi Nisvasa, even though she was not forced, still Muteris, still she's Mutter to her husband. Viezu, who is that? Where's the lady that was not forced by another man? And still she's mutter to her husband? Kol shetchilasa b'yainis. As long as the beginning the man attacked her by force. V'seifa b'rotzen. Even though at the end of the bia she does the b'rotzen, she wants to do it, still she's mutter to her husband. Providing her husband is a Yisrael, not a kohen. A kohen she's also to anyway. A kohen is a raya to Rava, that chilasa b'yainis. V'seifa b'rotzen is mutter. Tan Yidduch, not another Braisa. The Pasuk says, Viloi Nisposa. She was not forced Asura. Ho Nisposa. Mashma, she was forced, though, if a man attacked a married lady to live with her, she's mutera, she's muta to her husband. But Yishno v'yeshlocha acheres, as another lady, she'afa pishin esposha, even though she was forced, asura, still she's also to her husband. V'yezazu, who is that? Eshes koyin, that's the loch, and Eshes koyin is also, even beyond this, still she's also to her husband.
Alright, turn over.